Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the retribution that God will have on the countries that go to war with Israel. You won't want to miss this message today.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I think of Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. I think it just really fits in well here. It says, "And when the dragon," by the way, that's Satan, "saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child, that is Israel, through whom Jesus came. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent." Again, that's the devil. "And the serpent will cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman." Oh, God is in control. "And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the blood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Well, it is easily seen there in those verses we just read, verse 14, that a time, times, and half time. The time is 1 year, times 2 year, and a half a time, a half year. So that comes out 1 year, 2 years equals three, plus a half a year, 3.5 years. God protects them that last half of the tribulation. Then he comes back to plead with the nations that have done these things to Israel. And this time his pleading is speaking of judicial legislation and litigation, multitudes in the valley of decision. "For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." Oh, that's not talking about a salvation experience. That is talking about a judgment experience that is coming to them in that day. And that's what we'll go over when we get down to verse 14 of this chapter 3 of Joel. Well, the second half of verse 7, God has carried out his recompense upon them, which is the second promise after delivering Israel out of the place they had to hide. Now, when Joel was written, that day Jews were slaughtered and many were sold into slavery. Now there's no more Zidonians, Philistines, rather others occupy their land who are Muslim. The day comes when the recompense of these armies of the world come as God avenges his people. Blood will flow to the horse's bridle, according to Revelation 14. 5/6 of the armies destroyed, Ezekiel 36 teaches. And at his coming, people crying, praying to the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Oh, my friend, listen. One day, Jesus is coming again. But you may die before then. But either way, one day, you will face God. For Romans 14:12 tells us, then every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. Are you ready for that day? Again, the day is coming. It's coming. The Bible teaches that every idle word, every thought, every intent of the heart, every deed will be judged as it goes against the Word of God. Without Christ, who suffered the punishment for those things, you, because you reject Christ, will suffer the punishment of those things totally. You cannot save yourself. No man can save you. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In Romans 5 and verse 8, we read this, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, we can't get good enough for him to save us, but while we were yet sinners, in our worst day, Christ died for us. Verse 20 of Romans 5 said that where sin abounded, grace, that is God's grace, did much more abound. You see, the power of his blood is greater than the power of our sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, the wages of sin is death. That is, final, complete separation forever from God in the eternal lake of fire. Every one of us are born into this world a sinner. We have an old sin nature. And we, everyone, deserve hell. Yet, the Bible says that he was not willing that any should perish, but should come to repentance. She said he would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But in a free will, you have to make a decision. He said, for whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But what must you do? You must believe that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh, who come to die for your sin. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of his deity, but Jesus speaks of his humanity, for it's in his humanity he paid your penalty in full. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, folks, let me just say this. When you believe with your heart, you're trusting because of what he has done for you. He's already demonstrated his love in dying for you. For greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. He's done that for you. So yours is to act upon that. To act upon it. A man can show his love. He can show that he's well able to take care of a young lady and ask her to marry him. And as good as he may be, and as all that he has, and the ability he has, if she says no, they're not going to get married. If they walk down the aisle and he says, I do, and then she says no, they're not married. You see, we say in the wedding vows to love, honor, and obey to the lady. That lady represents the believer in salvation. And when a man gets saved or anybody gets saved, it's that thought. He is head. We're submitted. God's will above our will. You're coming to him as your Lord and Savior. So he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You're believing the righteousness of Christ to deliver you from your eternal damnation destination, and he will. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He shed his blood for you because he loves you. He died for you. 3 days later, he rose bodily from the grave. This sinless human being who lived 33 and a half years, tried and tested in all points like as we are, yet without sin, became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And my friend, we use the illustration of marriage. Marriage, there are good husbands, average husbands, bad husbands, and same thing as in wives. There's good wives, bad wives, average wives. When you receive Christ, you're his, and it's just as strong and even stronger than the marital relationship. But you can be a rebellious person and be saved so as by fire. But oh, that's what you got to face for eternity, that your love meant nothing. But a married couple is better than a couple that just moves in and live together, because they wouldn't make a commitment. They didn't even trust the love of the other person to make a commitment. Now, my friend, you can trust Jesus Christ. You can trust God. And he said, for whosoever, that is, believing that he died for your sins, paid your penalty in full, was buried and rose from the dead. Believing that, then he said, for whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you like to ask the Lord to be your Savior today and enter into that personal relationship with him? You can do that right now, just right where you are. Why not just pray this prayer that I'm going to pray aloud? Just pray it wherever you are, whether it's silently or aloud. Just pray, asking the God for salvation. Pray, dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I deserve to go to hell. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin. All sin I ever have committed, all sin I ever will commit. I believe that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ as my God and Savior into my heart, into my life. Please save me right now. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? You can contact us through the addresses our announcer will give you here in just a few moments. And you can really just call us here. Our number, you can find it right there on the internet. It's not a secret number. But on the other hand, let somebody where you are know. If you belong or you know of a church that's a good Bible preaching church, let the pastor know the decision that you've made, and he'll help you in the next step. We also have on our website a booklet called Building Blocks, and it'll tell you how to begin your new Christian life and how to grow in it. I hope that you'll follow that and walk with God. Well, I see that my time is up. Hey, join us next time as we go on in now to Joel chapter 3, verses 8 and following. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.